Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, buddy, yeah, we nailed it. We nailed it. My our producer, Caden Bjornstad, sent me the tweet, the post on X from the Babylon Bee. Our friend Matt Desch with KJJR Radio in Kalispell sent me the Facebook post as well. So the Babylon Bee came out with this. 10 more states announce fun migrant prisons. And there we go, right at the top, right on the high line, right on the map. Montana, the Grizzly Gitmo. There you go. It started with Tim and Billings yesterday morning, and now it's on the top of the fold at the Babylon Bee. Idaho, they're going with the name Potato Penitentiary. Potato Penitentiary. Kansas is just going to go with the state of Kansas. Texas is Remember the Alcatraz. Pennsylvania is the Amish Alcatraz, and then this is another one of my favorites here, Massachusetts, in honor of Pocahontas, in honor of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, they are going to call their migrant detention facility Chief Warren's Teepee. So there you go. There you go. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint. You can find it there, or facebook.com/Flint Report. Let's check the messages on the Montana Talks app. I don't know if you guys have heard about this nut job, left-wing Kami Mamdani, the Democrat candidate for mayor in New York City, who actually won the primary election there. Three times this guy was pressed on one of the Sunday morning talk shows to condemn the phrase globalize the intifada. Three times he refused to do it. And this is the radical left-wing nut job, the Kami Mamdani, who the Democrats have as their candidate for mayor. Anyway, we had a listener in Butte who said this: hey, can we instead globalize the enchilada? So instead of globalize the intifada, can we globalize the enchilada? I'm with you there, Butte. I'm with you on that one. While we're at it, why don't we globalize the pork chop sandwich as well, right? I think the enchilada is already fully globalized. We need to globalize the pork chop sandwich in Butte, if you ask me. Let's see. What's another message we got here? Lori in Billings with a great message here. So the one big beautiful bill, you guys probably just heard it in the national news update there. The one big beautiful bill. You've got Hakeem Jeffries and all the Democrats. They're doing everything they can to whine about the one big beautiful bill. And anyway, Hakeem Jeffries is putting on such a show that if there were Republicans who were thinking about voting against the one big beautiful bill today, now they're going to vote for it. In fact, Vice President J.D. Vance actually sent out a tweet verifying that. He says he's already heard from one member of Congress who says he is definitely voting for the bill now after hearing Hakeem Jeffries. But Lori says this: Jeffries yapping at Trump, wasting time, torturing everyone. He's already caused one person who was an iffy vote to be a positive yes. That's verified. Lori, thanks for the message. We've got the phone lines open for you, 294-0970.
It's July 3rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Fried Clams Day. Generally associated with New England cuisine, fried clams can be found anywhere from seaside shacks to waterfront and roadside restaurants. The first fried clams were introduced in the Massachusetts town of Essex in 1916 when Lawrence Henry Chubby Woodman and his wife Bessie fried up the first batch of clams. More than 100 years later, the family restaurant in Essex continues to serve that delicious treat. Also on this date in 1930, President Herbert Hoover signed a bill which created the Veterans Administration. Hoover would then go on to name Brigadier General General Frank T. Hines as the VA's first administrator. In 1966, Tony Cloninger of the Atlanta Braves became the first National League player and first pitcher to hit two grand slams in a game as the Braves took on the San Francisco Giants. Cloninger would finish the day with three hits, driving in nine runs as the Braves beat the Giants 17-3. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, heading into your 4th of July weekend, we're going to have a best of holiday show for you. By the way, a lot of the content you're going to hear tomorrow is going to be content that many of you have not heard before, have not heard yet, so that will be coming up with Friday's Montana Talks. So for today, for this Thursday, today is the day where you get to talk. We've got the phone lines open really for the next 2 hours here, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Yeah, we're still waiting on word on the one big beautiful bill. The Democrats are doing everything they can to kick their heels and throw their temper tantrum on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. And we'll talk more about the one big beautiful bill here in just a second. But first though, let's talk about the commie Mamdani. I mentioned the Babylon Bee. They've got a great map of the United States of America, a really funny map showing, you know, the additional names for alligator Alcatraz that other states could go with. The Babylon Bee also has a satirical headline about the commie Mamdani. Mamdani says he will build wall separating East New York from West New York. Now, of course, that is satire about the commie Mamdani, but it is grounded in a lot of truth. This guy, you know, David Noble and I were talking about this commie Mamdani several woke updates of the week here. Mamdani, as the DailyWire.com reports, had a bill that would fine New Yorkers $1 million for donating to unauthorized nonprofits in Israel. So the same guy who says that, well, he doesn't want to condemn the speech, he doesn't want to police the speech of people calling for globalizing the Intifada, which is basically calling for genocide against Jews, says he doesn't want to police speech, but he actually has a bill that would do just that, that would fine people for donating to what he calls unauthorized nonprofit organizations in Israel. That's what this Kami Mamdani stands for. He's also the Kami Mamdani who, on his own website, he got called to account for this one as well. On his own website, he didn't just talk about taxing rich New Yorkers more than other New Yorkers. He specifically highlighted race. He targeted race and says that he wants to tax white rich neighborhoods more than other neighborhoods in New York. So the guy is a straight up racist, this Kami Mamdani, which probably explains why the not so reverend Al Sharpton wants Cuomo out of the race. Yeah, if you guys haven't heard this, so Al Sharpton, the race baiter, hack, MSNBC, I ran into him at the presidential inauguration out in front of MSNBC and Fox News. And then a little while later, ran into Governor Gianforte that same day, right off of Capitol Hill. But Al Sharpton wants Andrew Cuomo out of the race because Al Sharpton wants to help out the Kami Mamdani.
The Reverend wants Andrew Cuomo to drop out, urging the former governor to consider what would be in the best interest of New York City residents. Sharpton says a one-on-one race would be more feasible. A spokesperson for the Cuomo campaign telling Fox News Digital that everyone is entitled to their own political opinion. The spokesperson also saying most New Yorkers are not Trumpers and most New Yorkers are not socialists, and that they'll continue to assess the current situation. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, Al Sharpton, of course, doesn't want to support the brother, does he? All right, back into the phone lines we go here, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app if you've got something you want to talk about. Let's see, we've got Tom in Bozeman on the phone lines. Yeah, Tom, thanks for calling in. Hey, I don't know if you heard me earlier this week. I was talking about, hold on one second. Yeah, here we go. Cue up the phone line. Yeah, earlier this week I mentioned being in Big Sky, and next month, August, in Big Sky, they're going to have a big event with the great artist Kevin Redstar. But, yeah, Tom, apparently there's an event coming up in Red Lodge.
Yeah, yeah. You know, our friend Kevin Redstar is going to – he's got a studio up in Red Lodge. And, yeah, he's going to be in there painting tomorrow. Actually, you know, painting. So if you happen to be in Red Lodge, stop by and say hello. He's a great guy. And his artwork as of late is just gone through the roof. He was given a special invitation by Pat Fitzgerald, the head of the Prita West Art Show in Oklahoma City. They contacted, it's a juried, heavily juried, very difficult show to enter. They contacted Kevin and said, come on down. They treat him like a king. They want him in the show every year. So Kevin is a great artist, a great guy, and if you happen to be in Red Lodge tomorrow, come on by and say hello.
The living legend, yeah. So if you're driving the Beartooth Pass for the 4th of July weekend or just going to Red Lodge doing a road trip, yeah, you get your chance to see a living legend actually painting. And, yeah, he's got the gallery right there in Red Lodge. It was so fun when you and I stopped in and went to his home studios. Roberts, yeah.
Yeah, keep up the good work, my friend. You're doing a great job.
Hey, thank you. No, and thanks for the shout-out for Kevin Redstar. I've got, thankfully, the signed print that he signed for me here, that beautiful American flag with the Crow Warrior on horseback carrying that American flag, and it's his painting, The Knight of the First Americans, that was presented at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. back in March of 1982. I've got that right here in our studios. Yeah, he's in Red Lodge tomorrow, and then they'll have an event at a gallery in Big Sky next month.
The Donald Trump's America.
American-made goods will be sold in Vietnam tariff-free, President Trump says, as part of a new trade deal with the Southeast Asian country. The president announcing details of the agreement on social media and says products imported from Vietnam to the U.S. will pay a 20% tariff. The agreement comes days ahead of a July 9th deadline. That is when a pause on reciprocal tariffs announced in April ends. President Trump telling reporters he's not thinking of another extension.
I'll be right. Writing letters to a lot of countries, and I think you're just just starting to understand the process.
Those letters, the president says, will reveal what tariff rates for each country will be.
They and others are so spoiled from having ripped us off for 30, 40 years that it's really hard for them to make a deal.
President Trump singled out Japan as a trading partner unlikely to reach a new deal with the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All right, you guys have heard about alligator Alcatraz in Florida. That's right, Jerry. What if we had an alligator Alcatraz in Montana? What would we call it? Tim in Billings could call it Grizzly Gitmo. Right on John says Carnival Island. Man, we had such a great time on Wednesday's Montana Talks. What are we going to talk about on Thursday's show? Well, why don't you tell us? Because Montana Talks is the show where you get to talk and be heard statewide Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Why are they taxing our Social Security benefits? We've paid into Social Security our entire lives. Why are they taxing us once we're drawing our Social Security benefits? I'll tell you what, it's such a great question. And it's a question that comes up every legislative session. And it came up again after the conclusion of the most recent legislative session here in Montana. Why are they still taxing our Social Security benefits? You know, the GOP-controlled legislature, going back 10 years now, I think it was, passed a bill to stop taxing Social Security benefits, and that got vetoed by then-Democrat Governor Steve Bullock. And so, but now, of course, Republicans have controlled the legislature and we have a Republican governor. Now, they've prioritized income tax relief and property tax relief. But still seems to me that we need to stop taxing Social Security benefits. One of the questions I still have is, okay, so now if this one big, beautiful bill gets across the finish line, they won't be taxing your Social Security benefits at the federal level for like 90% of the people. We talked about this with Congressman Troy Downing yesterday on the show. My question still remains, and I, by the way, I did send this question to the governor's office, so hopefully we'll get some good news back. My question still remains, okay, now that our tax code is supposed to somewhat mirror the federal tax system, does that mean that all of a sudden Social Security taxes will not be taxed? And the reason I ask that question is because remember when Governor Gianforte vetoed hundreds of millions of dollars in spending that was put on his desk by the legislature? A handful of Republicans teamed up with the Democrats to boost spending, and the governor vetoed hundreds of millions of that spending. And the reaction from Lou Jones, one of the moderate Republicans, the representative out of Conrad, Montana, he says, well, I may not like some of the governor's line item vetoes, but I understand, why? Because of A, B, C, and D. And then the other thing he said is that depending on how the one big, beautiful bill shakes out, that will impact taxes because it delivers, huge tax relief, right? Permanent tax relief. And some new tax relief as well. And so that could also impact Montana's revenue streams because of the fact that if changes are made with the federal tax code, that will automatically change elements of our tax code. So I'm wondering if this could be good news also with state taxes on Social Security benefits. But anyway, Charlie Kirk, though, broke down in a big, beautiful way, the one big, beautiful bill and how it helps seniors on his Charlie Kirk show on Real America's Voice. Rapid Response 47 sent that one out on X. And so I'll get to that here in just a second. But first, I got to throw one more thing out there about the Kami Mamdani, because some people clutch their pearls. They clutch their pearls if you call the guy a communist. He's not a communist. He's a socialist. He's a communist. Scott Jennings, this comes via Western Lensman on X. Scott Jennings was on CNN you know, having this discussion with his fellow panelists.
Mayor of New York City.
No, you agree with Pete that he is a communist then?
He's not a communist.
He's a socialist.
He said seize the means of production.
He's a socialist.
He is not a communist.
I'm not a socialist.
He's, literally calls himself. He's using the language of the Bolsheviks, is he not?
He's not. He's a socialist, not a communist.
Seizing the means of production.
That's called socialism, not communism.
He was at the USSR and Stone Dorm debaters. That's where you hear that stuff.
Coming up next.
The anchor's like, okay, we're going to move on because Scott Jennings is making way too good of a point right here. He's talking about seizing the means of production. Of course, he's a communist, the commie Mamdani. All right, one big beautiful bill. What does it do for senior citizens on Social Security? We'll get to that in just a second. But first, Speaker Mike Johnson, we should get the news while we're live on the air here if this one big beautiful bill passes here this morning. But Speaker Johnson sounded very confident at about 2 a.m. Montana time. That's when Nick Sartor shared this CNN clip on X.
We have an hour scheduled for debate, and depends on how long the Democrat leader's magic minute goes. But I suspect it won't drag on long. We'll be voting, I think, by early morning. And right when everybody's waking up to have their coffee, they'll have a watch step. They'll have a big happy surprise.
All right, so that procedural move did go forward. That's why, they've at least had one big vote take place already for the early morning coffee, even for the folks back on the East Coast. Okay, before I get to Charlie Kirk and the one big beautiful bill and what it does for seniors, let's go to Russ in Livingston, listening to 1340 KPRK. Russ, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you. Okay, Mangami, you're saying he's a socialist. Wasn't Hitler a socialist, too? Yeah, I mean,
that's a good
kind of they're using a pretty wide brush, and they try to vilify one deal. Now they're identifying it with the Nazis, it seems like.
Yeah, the Nazi Party was a socialist party, right? That's a really good point.
Yeah, it was a National Socialist Party, and I mean, everything they do, and then, okay, can't somebody in the Congress be going point of order to the guy that's doing the filibuster, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, I mean, he, and maybe, you know, it's going to be on him if they tie it up and they get to stay longer.
Yeah, no, great points. Great points all around. And it sounds like the more that they pull these stunts, the more they're actually uniting the Republican Party in the House. So they might just be doing all of us a favor in the process. All right, Russ, thanks for the call. By the way, speaking of Livingston, so next week, you know, we've been doing this Visit Montana radio giveaway here for several weeks now. And next week is when we talk about Yellowstone Country, and there's kind of some fun facts. I'm going to get a week ahead of myself here for just a second. Next week is when we promote Yellowstone Country. But since we just got a caller from Livingston, I was looking through some of the fun facts that we can share as we share this Montana trivia. Let's see, where are we at with Livingston? Oh, here we go. Livingston's historic downtown has 20 vintage neon signs, 10 fading building ad ghost signs, and 8 murals. Calamity Jane lived in Livingston for 2 decades and married a local man in 1886. Livingston is an antique and thrifting hub with 10 shops that sell vintage and upcycled goods. There was another one here. Where was it? Oh, yeah, here we go. Livingston is home to more writers per capita than New York City and boasts 6 independent bookstores. So there you go. There's some of the Livingston trivia. But we'll talk more about Yellowstone Country next week. This week, actually, as we're talking about our Visit Montana, you know, and we're highlighting each of Montana's 7 tourism regions, this week we're actually highlighting Southeast Montana. And by the way, speaking of Southeast Montana, I saw there was a a wildfire that forced a partial closure of Mikoshika State Park near Glendive. So that was, I think, KTVQ television had that story. But yeah, speaking of Mikoshika, Mikoshika is the largest state park in Montana, comprising more than 11,000 acres. They've had more than 10 species of dinosaurs that have been found at Mikoshika, including the Triceratops and the T-Rex. Now, the youngest T-Rex, though, was found in Carter County in 2001. But here's what you get a chance to win. If you go to visitmt.com/giveaway, you want to explore more of your own backyard here and your chance to win a package. They're doing a Billings experience, or you can get a regional experience that will take you out to Terry, Montana, take you out to the Powder River Museum, get you an overnight Airbnb stay on a farm and ranch in Hysham. So if you've never spent much time in Southeast Montana, go to visitmt.com/giveaway and your chance to win a great opportunity. Okay, Charlie Kirk, how does the One Big Beautiful Bill help seniors on Social Security in particular? Here's Charlie Kirk.
I want to get to the no tax on Social Security. I'm going to read this. The White House just sent this to us. The White House is watching this show, and then they're working their tail off. So it adds a deduction. So, quote, a married couple of seniors both receiving the average $24,000 Social Security income, the couple will have a total of $48,000 in annual income. Of that, most will be 85% of it is taxable. Under the Big Beautiful Bill, this couple would be entitled to deductions that exceed their taxable Social Security income. So consider the case of a senior filing a single tax return, receiving the average retirement benefit of approximately $24,000. The maximum amount of Social Security included in taxable income is 85% of the benefit, which would be $20,000 in this case. Under the Big Beautiful Bill in 2025, the senior would be entitled to $23,000 in deductions. So the Big Beautiful Bill would lead to deductions that exceed the senior's taxable Social Security income. So it adds a deduction that low-income seniors will qualify for. So it helps seniors. They couldn't get to the Social Security threshold without 60 votes. It's not all Social Security, but you know what? Seniors with high incomes shouldn't be tax-free on this. Seniors in America do very well, but low-income seniors, we are there for you. I think that's legit. Low-income seniors, that's fine. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime. Everybody, what is the priority here? The priority is a working-class tax bill for once. Finally, we have a working class perspective. This is much better than even the Trump tax cuts of 2017, which this expands. It is time that the people that built the Trump movement start to be able to have more take-home pay.
All right, there you go. There you go. No tax on Social Security. A reminder, that is what Hakeem Jeffries and every one of the congressional Democrats are standing up against today. They want to reach into your pocket and steal your money again and tax your Social Security benefits again so they can hand your money to criminal illegal aliens and fraudsters taking advantage of the Medicaid system.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Hey, I just got a note from a friend and a listener up in Northeast Montana saying, hey, what was the story with that big fire that forced evacuations in the Malta area last night? Hey, I've got all the details. I've got all the information. In fact, I plan on starting the 9 o'clock hour with that information, because, of course, that's when we'll be on the radio in Malta, in KMMR country. In fact, I did shoot a note to Sheriff Lytle up there in Phillips County to see if he might want to call in and join us on the show, although it's probably a late night for him and everybody up there. But maybe I'll shoot a note to our radio station folks up there as well, see if they want to give us a quick update, because, of course, they were working late into the night to keep all of their radio listeners informed with the late breaking news and information. But yeah, forced evacuations. I mean, they got that alert pushed out real fast last night. But the good news is this: no residences were lost, so no homes were lost. There were a couple of outbuildings, but we'll get to the full update here. And crazy when I saw the update from the Phillips County Sheriff's Office on Facebook. I think the Montanica page. Billy Olson with the Montanica page had shared that information last night. So that's where I had first spotted it. Oh, yeah, I see Terry and Scobie just messaged us on the Montana Talks app. Speaking of the Montana Talks app, here is Tim in Billings. Socialism, communism, both the same. They are different names for collectivism, which is abhorrent to individual liberties and freedom. The greatest good, as reaffirmed by our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Yeah, Tim makes a good point there. And that reminds me of something I was going to say with Russ in Livingston there just a few minutes ago as well. And you heard the clip where Scott Jennings on CNN is arguing with his fellow panelists. Well, he's not a communist. He's a socialist. And then Scott Jennings says, he wants to seize the means of production. He's a communist. Well, no, he's a socialist. The Democrats are now talking as if being a socialist is a good thing. Oh, no big deal. He's just a socialist. Are you kidding me? And that shows you just how radicalized the Democrat Party has become. All right, the one big beautiful bill. What's in it? Oh, I got another message here. Let me check that real fast here. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Chris in Manhattan. Speaking of the fire at Mikoshika State Park, I never knew that gumbo was flammable. That was from Chris in Manhattan. You know, there's a lot of gumbo out there when you get some water, but no, that's the thing about, you know, Southeast Montana. We were talking about our Southeast Montana radio giveaway is that, you know, you think of Eastern Montana, at least, you know, me growing up, you know, back and forth between the Flathead and Northeast Montana, you think of Eastern Montana as largely being flat or no trees, right? And then you get into parts of Southeast Montana, and man, there's some incredible forests and things like that. So, yeah, even in Mikoshika, I mean, you can see the pine trees out there that were being lit up in that fire. Okay, back to the one big beautiful bill. Fox Business has a report out this morning about the one big beautiful bill. Here is what is in the one big beautiful bill for workers. We talked about seniors and Social Security tax relief. The bill lets workers deduct up to $12,500 in overtime pay or $25,000 for couples, with the White House estimating an average savings of up to $2,000 a year. Tips would also be tax-free and treated as non-taxable income, capped at $25,000 annually for those who qualify. Now, my question is, I wonder who qualifies for that. The easy answer is, you know, waiters, waitresses, bartenders, etc. But, I wonder who else qualifies for that. President Trump sharing a statement from Ways and Means Committee Chairman Representative Jason Smith on Truth Social, saying the bill protects, quote, the folks who work hard, play by the rules, and ask for nothing more than a fair shot and a government that works for them, not against them. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, he's the guy who actually balanced the budget several years in a row, the last Speaker of the House to balance the budget. He was on with Sean Hannity last night talking about how important it is that House Republicans unite behind the one big beautiful bill, and what else is going on behind the scenes.
Well, I mean, first of all, you get to a final point where you've talked and you've talked and you've talked, and you decide to roll the dice. And you say to people, okay, yes or no. You're in public, you can't hide. And your hope is that they will break yes for your side. If they break no, you then can keep the vote open. That's the great power of the majority. You just keep the vote open and keep talking to them. I think the all-time record was converting one member after 7 hours. But I think you work it from that angle. You also communicate clearly that a no vote here for a Republican not only is a vote for the largest tax increase in history, but it's probably a vote to retire. A no vote here on President Trump's biggest domestic policy at the absolute center of his administration is a vote that is suicidal. And I think that will be communicated to them in a pretty vivid and direct way. Massey's already experienced this. There's one poll out already that shows he's at 29% for re-election as people back home realize he's anti-Trump. And that's what this, look, in the end, this is real simple for Republicans. President Trump has staked everything on moving the economy, on reforming the government, on freeing up energy, on a whole range of issues in this bill. The people have been working on this bill for 14 months. And you're either on the team or you're not on the team. Is the bill perfect? No, it's not perfect. Is it the best we could get out of the U.S. Senate? Which, by the way, remember, had a 50-50 vote with the tie broken by the vice president. So Senator Thune couldn't carry it one inch further or it would have failed.
All right. Yeah, again, that was Newt Gingrich on with Sean Hannity last night. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. We were talking about our Visit Montana radio giveaway, you know, encouraging you to explore more of your own backyard and just kind of reminding you of all the great things to see and do around Montana. I'll tell you, one of my favorite places to take my pontoon is in Southeast Montana. You know, I don't want to talk about it too much, but since we're talking about this whole, Southeast Montana deal, Yellowtail Dam, Bighorn Canyon, stretches from Fort Smith, Montana, all the way down practically to Lovell, Wyoming, 71 different mile markers, or at least markers. I don't know if they're officially miles or not, but absolutely incredible. I mean, we've been out there. We'll have our pontoon just floating around. There was one time we had a family on with us, and we were going to pull into a little cove and swim for a little while. And actually, it was our buddy Jason Hastings from Proof Donuts. And we're sitting there, we're floating around in the pontoon, and we're like, okay, yeah, we'll stop here if the kids want to jump in and swim. And all of a sudden, Jason's like, what is that over there? And it looked like a rock sticking out of the lake. But then it's like, oh, wait, those are ears. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, that looks like a little gigantic teddy bear head floating on top of the water. And then all of a sudden, you see this black bear get out of the water and do the shimmy shake, and the water's going everywhere. It's like, oh, that was a bear right there. And we were about to go. But, yeah, you'll see black bears come down to the shoreline, massive cliffs, fun to jump off of cliffs and more. But I'll tell you what, if you don't have a pontoon boat so you can get out there and enjoy just some of the incredible water all across Montana, go see our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. Locally owned, a Montana family-owned company. They've been helping families go camping and boating since 1967. Brett's RV has the largest selection of RVs and boats in five states. And so I'll tell you what, they've got locations in Billings, in Butte, and in Missoula, or you can check out their website at brettsrv.com. Or maybe you're thinking, hey, I want a bigger pontoon, or, well, I've got a travel trailer, but I want a fifth wheel. They'll give you top dollar for your trade-in and help you trade up as well. All right, let's see. Where was I just about to go with the one big beautiful bill? We start talking about beautiful lakes and rivers and boating trips, and I totally lose my train of thought. The one big beautiful bill, we talked about it with the workers. We talked about it with the senior citizens. Let's talk more about the border. We'll talk more about the border here. Stephen Miller says this legislation will save American sovereignty and defeat the cartels. If there is something more important than that, I cannot conceive of what it could be. And he was responding to the news from Bill Malusion with Fox News Radio, talking about how the One Big Beautiful Bill will allow ICE, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to be supercharged on a massive scale. So we'll talk about the border numbers and what this will do for deporting the criminal illegal aliens right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Sean Diddy Combs trial. I will tell you this. This guy's a bad guy. And if you have any doubt about it, look at that videotape. You know, I honestly, I cannot understand the level. And people say, well, drugs will make you do that. Well, this will make you do things. There's something so off here. There's something, the whole everything that was described is so bizarre and weird and strange and perverted, and we're not protecting women in a case like this, and that's what is so frustrating to me. And it's like the case of Epstein. Where was somebody to step in and stop what was going on in that case? And then the other people. I don't understand it.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and these are certainly uncertain times with everything happening overseas. We've got to be on high alert here at home. Everyone needs to go to BYRNA.com. Why? I want you to see this non-lethal technology that can save lives, and you will see their compact launcher, the world's smallest, less lethal pistol launcher. And you can incapacitate any perpetrator, regardless of size, 30 to 40 minutes. The great thing about Byrna is it has kinetic rounds designed to incapacitate these people. The compact launcher is perfect for women if you want protection and you don't want to carry a firearm, and you can put it in your purse and nobody will know you have it. Byrna, no background check, can be shipped directly to your door. BYRNA is trusted by all of the professionals because the technology is so superior and a great alternative to lethal force. Visit Byrna, BYRNA.com today and find the right launcher for you and your family. That's BYRNA.com.
Fox Country. I'm Michelle Polino. Ella Langley dropped a new collaboration, Never Met Anyone Like You. It's a love song with a twist.
All of my friends can't quit talking.
Artie co-wrote the new song with Langley and Jordan Schmidt and lends his voice on backing vocals. Langley teased it on social media while introducing the track, writing, "This isn't a love song." On the road, Langley has expanded her Still Hungover tour, wrapping in November with back-to-back nights at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium. Country singer Gavin Adcock has spoken out against Beyonce's Cowboy Carter, stating during a recent live performance, "That blank ain't country music." Adcock posted a video on X adding context to his statement.
"It doesn't sound country."
Saying he thinks it's unfair to artists that dedicated their whole life to country music, that album remains atop the country music charts. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
This morning in Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's talk about the border numbers in particular. But first, it's got some nice music behind it. I got to tell you, I agree. Who was it that posted this on X? They said, whoever is running social media for the Border Patrol, give that person a raise. Oh, yeah, End Wokeness, at End Wokeness on X. Whoever runs the Border Patrol's social media deserves a raise. They put together this great video showing just everything that the Border Patrol is doing. You know, I mean, night operations, tactical movements, in the air, on the ground, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Really cool video just showing that everything the Border Patrol is doing right now to defend America. Anyway, you can hear the music that they threw together with it, but unfortunately, you can't see all the great imagery. Mexican drug cartel operative, if you are a Tren de Aragua gangbanger, if you are somebody trying to break a white Russian, if you're somebody trying to break into this country illegally and you feel like somebody's watching you, well, there's going to be a lot more people watching you and a lot more people watching out for you. Bill Malusion with Fox News shared this on X. If the one big beautiful bill passes, ICE will be supercharged on a massive scale. And by the way, we just had another great report out of the Flathead Valley last week where a guy wanted on drug charges in Washington State was picked up by HSI Kalispell agents. So to those HSI agents, thank you. Thanks for what you do. But yeah, here you go. $45 billion to more than double ICE detention capacity to roughly 100,000 beds. There's also money in there for transport and removal. $8 billion to hire 10,000 additional ICE personnel, more than doubling the current 5,000 deportation officers. There's more money for ICE attorneys and support staff, signing and retention bonuses. There's money in there for state and local participation with ICE and Homeland Security efforts. So, we've seen where the best attorney general in the country, Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson, for example, months ago already signed an agreement with ICE. So that our, incredible men and women in the Montana Highway Patrol could work in partnership with ICE and with Homeland Security. So now there's funding that's going to be available for that. Technology enhancements. 287G, local ICE cooperation, more funding there, and on and on and on. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons said that this funding would be a, quote, game changer for the agency. This would give one of President Trump's biggest agenda items, mass deportations, a massive shot in the arm. And by the way, think about also how much money this will save. Because the Democrats want to spend all of your money to go towards illegal aliens and all the welfare benefits and everything else, fancy hotel rooms in New York City. It's actually going to be cheaper to temporarily detain these illegal aliens at a place like Alligator Alcatraz than it would be to put them up in expensive New York City hotel rooms. Okay, we are just about out of time this hour of the show. I see somebody's calling in, but hey, if we don't get to you here before we wrap up this hour of the show, we're going to have phone lines open for the entire 9 o'clock hour of the show. Oh, for Pete's sake, Willie, I just saw that you're on the phone line here. Willie in Paradise Valley, stay on the line and I'll start the show with you and then do our multi-fire update. Or if you want to call back in like 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes or so, we'll get you first up on the phone lines that way, if that works for you. Your call, Willie. Hope to keep you on the line. That's got to see the video of the fighter jets flying over Bozeman, Montana. Jared Isaacman sent us the exclusive video, MontanaTalks.com.
New News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana.